Oh, am I supposed to do the intro?
I did the whole hand thing and everything.
Yeah, but we didn't discuss this
before. You literally said all the time, you need to calm down. And I did the countdown.
That's it. I want a divorce.
Oh, my God. It's always my fault.
It's always your fault.
I do what you say and remember you still that. Get mad.
It's always your fault.
So that's what it's like in marriage.
So what episode is this?
Told you, 17.
We suck.
I mean.
We suck. I'm sorry. You know, somebody actually asked me about this. Dylan asked me if we were still doing it. And I was like, yeah, eventually.
I mean, you're not wrong. We'll get to it. We
just
to
suck,
it.
Yeah. We just been busy as fuck.
Life becomes like a wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm.
Miley Cyrus was right. She was talking about cocaine.
Yo, we're fuck talking Miley about Cyrus.
It's very aggressive, like.
Nah, bro. You want to talk about culture vultures? She's a fucking culture vulture.
Who's... What?
Miley Cyrus is a culture vulture. She did the whole fucking crazy, I smoke weed.
Yeah.
And then she turned on hip-hop. She's like, oh, it was hip-hop's fault.
Oh, did she?
Basically, she all but said that. And then she said she nobody smoked more weed than her. And I'm like, pause, bitch. Do you know who Willie Nelson is?
Yeah, I was about to die. What Cheech and Chong.
What about Snoop Dogg? Cheech and Chong.
Wait.
Actually, did you know that during the filming of the Cheech and Chong movies, they didn't smoke at all? They probably did coke.
I believe that.
But they didn't smoke weed.
I believe it.
Yeah, they were smoking like stage weed.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I believe it because it would have been too much of an issue. You're promoting a movie with... You're shooting a movie with two people that are promotably known for smoking a lot of weed. So I would believe you wouldn't have said weed on...
Bro, I already can't... I wouldn't remember my ass if it wasn't attached to me. And I already can't find my ass with two hands. So I can't imagine smoking that amount of weed on a set.
And not really.
And trying to remember lines and shit. Can you imagine?
Mm.
Fuck that.
I would just say line.
Yeah, all the time. I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be like falling asleep and shit.
Change, huh?
Asleep in another shot. They're filming another scene. I'm asleep in the background in somebody else's scene.
Fucking facts. I understand that on a spiritual level. But,
What was our last episode even about?
Shit. let me go on Apple Podcasts and look up the Class Clown.
Where you can follow us.
Class Clown, the podcast about nothing.
Like, subscribe, 5-star. Please ignore the hard cut. Anyways, Barrett, you were saying?
It was episode 16. We were talking about I Don't Know, and it was a little bit of everything. Because that one was the one that I was supposed to put out like 6 Sundays ago. And then I was like, oh, well, we haven't done it in a while, so fuck it. Let me just put it up.
Let me just drop this one. We had one in the cut, though. Professionals.
Exactly.
Consistency is key.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Well, technically, I mean, really, like, how many episodes were we really in on, like, YouTube and shit? We did a bunch on
like
YouTube.
25 at least.
So there's a bunch of shit that we actually were doing before we started doing this.
Yes.
So.
We just, if you can't see, we have a pattern. We start off very, very strong.
Start off hot.
And fizzle away. Yeah.
Just like in everything we do. I recently started a second job, so I've been very busy.
Yes, yes.
And Barrett's been working a lot of hours, too.
Ungodly hours.
And I'm also a dad and a husband.
And I'm a car salesman.
And we have a hard time finding room for our passions.
And I'm black.
Which is our... homosexual interracial relationship.
Whoa.
Oh, what?
This is completely hetero.
Oh, we weren't planning on coming out?
No.
Oh, oops.
James is my heterosexual life partner.
Yeah.
Completely hetero.
Yeah, totally platonic. Wink, wink. We're both naked right now.
You don't even know it.
There's not a video component to this podcast yet. Just wait, though. I got big plans.
Wow. Can you inform a Negro?
Well, I want to move the desk so that we can then get like another chair, so we can have like a proper desk and then set up a camera and shit too.
That would be cool.
That's why I got the mixer. That's why I'm planning on getting stuff for that, so that we can pipe more than one mic through and shit. And I might be able to do it just with the USB mics. But the thing is the USB has like one of them has a bad port and it makes like a clicking noise sometimes. Mm. And audio quality is important.
Yes. Johnny has made that quite clear.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's important. Just got to be clean-ish.
Clear.
Yeah, and you don't want to have a lot of like... yeah, bullshit in the background, like white noise and shit. But yeah, that's enough inside shop talk.
Yes.
You want to know something? So my second job that I've started, with no shame, is a pizza delivery boy.
No shame.
Hey, listen, I'm cleaning up, man. Between that and overtime, I'm paying the bills.
You know bills are being paid. Everybody happy. I'm a little tired.
A little tired, but that's okay. But I learned a lot of stuff doing this job. You get to meet a lot of different people, and you get to have like a little sneak peek into their house. Because you know what I'm saying? They open the door. Sometimes they invite you in. That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, it's super weird. I would never invite the pizza man in the house. No, you can come stand on my covered porch or whatever if I have one, but...
No.
No, and I'm a delivery guy now, and I still wouldn't invite a guy into my house. But, like, you get, like, a little sneak peek into these people's houses, and, man, if you're... It's hard not to judge people on snapshots. Because I've met some weird people.
See, this is when Judgy James comes out.
Well, no, it's just that sometimes there's, like, you know, there's people that you know they, like, okay, you know, they you can tell they live alone, right? Probably single. It's a little on the unhealthy large side, you know? And then they order, like, an extra large and a 2 liter of soda twice a week.
Why?
And it's like, why are you doing this to yourself?
Do you hate you?
I mean, Marco's Pizza is... I'm naming the chain I work for. Whoops. But Marco's Pizza is fire. Like, their pizza's good as fuck.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But... Baby, what did you do?
Why are you doing that to
you? Yeah.
Or do, like, you hate you?
There's people's houses I've been to where, like, they open the door and it just smells like animal. You know what I'm saying? Just, like... dog shit and stuff. Yeah, it's weird. And then when the people don't tip you, bro, oh my god, that is so disrespectful.
Yeah,
I did. It was pouring outside.
Question: what? Before we go through this, because you now work on the tipping industry.
Yeah.
If somebody orders, let's say a pizza.
Yeah.
They go to pick it up from there. Mm-hmm. Do they still have to tip?
No, but it's appreciated.
Okay.
The insiders get that tip money.
Okay.
So, you know, they don't make as much off of tips, obviously, because people don't tip as often. But, like, spare change. You know what I mean? Like, if you get change back, just toss the change in that tip jar. Because they add it all up and then they split it amongst
the insiders. What if you pay with card all the time?
Nah, you don't have to. If you go to pick it up yourself,
yeah.
Nah, nobody's going to judge you for not tipping. Okay. But if you get a delivery to your house and you don't tip, you're a garbage person. You are a garbage person. Especially if you get a big ass order or some shit and you don't tip at all.
You're
like,
a
you know, it doesn't have to be a big, like, no, you know what I mean? Like, $2, $3.
What if that's zero? All we got?
Then why are you ordering delivery?
Because what if they don't have a car?
Then you shouldn't be ordering delivery. Get your priorities straight.
If they don't have a car and they're starving and they get paid the
next
day. Eat
some ramen noodles.
There's nothing to eat in the house. And they don't have a car.
Go hungry for a day.
And they get paid the next day.
Because it costs me money to deliver to you.
I'm just saying.
No, that's like asking some stranger to pay. Like, hey, I'm going to order this food, but can you give me $2?
No, it's not. Because, like, you're paid to be there. So that's the mindset.
No, not good.
Look, I'm a tipper. I agree with tipping.
If you get delivery, you should tip. If you can't tip, don't get delivery. Simple.
But what if they don't have a car?
Not my problem. Eat some dirt. I don't give a fuck. I get so mad when I don't get tips. Dude, I get so mad.
Oh, shit.
I get irate. I'm like, whose mailbox am I going to get? I got...
Note to self, people. If you see shit in your mailbox,
right, it's me. I'm dumb. If you don't tip me, if you order from my store and you don't tip me, I'm going to drop a fat deuce in your mailbox.
So it's got one on lock.
One in the clip. It's in the chamber, ready to go.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
So I did a delivery to this guy's house, and it was, like, a good, like, 7 minutes away from the store. So, and it was pouring, right? I get to his door. He answers the door. It's like a business casual black man, right?
All
right. You know, long sleeve, button up shirt, slacks, the whole nine. He's like, "How's it doing? How you doing, young man?" I'm like, "I'm doing good, bro. How you doing tonight?" "I'm doing good. It's a little wet outside, you know." "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drive safe, brother." Hands me back the receipt. He had scratched out the tip line and told me to drive safe.
He said, "Brother." That in itself, nah, is man.
I get. I'm literally like, I get back to the store and like, I walk into the kitchen and I'm like, "Why are you just spit in my mouth if you're gonna fuck me?" Shit like that. I just yell shit. Then everybody's always like, "You got stiffed again?" And I'm like, "You fucking think?"
he said, "Brother, that in itself is a tip. Everybody knows that."
Fuck that. I got back to the store too and everybody was like, "Oh, you got back from this street name?" And I was like, "Yeah." They're like, "Yeah, none of them tip out there." I was like, "Then why the fuck do we deliver?" Fuck those people. They can come get it themselves.
What are you going to tell them? Are you going to tip this time?
There's a burger joint on the corner from our place. It's another fast food chain. And somebody from there ordered a pizza. And it's literally like within walking distance, right? And this man almost didn't tip me. He tipped me 80 cents. Only because I pressed him.
Why?
Because he's a dickhead.
Why would you not tip?
I was like, "Why wouldn't you just fucking walk over and get it yourself instead of paying the delivery fee, you fucking retard?" He paid an extra $3 to get a delivery that's like 5 seconds away from him. And then didn't tip the driver. Dickhead.
No, he tipped you 80 cents.
Yeah, only because I low-key body language threatened him. Because I knew he was going to stiff me. Literally, he gave me cash. And I was like, "Do you need change?"
Oh, shit. I'll fuck you up right now, bro.
Back, son. So I will fucking take my hat off and beat your ass in the store. I swear to God.
Oh, shit. It'd be like that, though.
There was like 6 people behind the counter and they were all dead silent.
Damn. So, just so you know, guys, James will press you if he gets.
Oh, I'll let you know if I'm not happy with you before. There's this lady that tipped me. She tipped me 75 cents off of a $26 order.
That's rude.
And she was like, she was like doing the whole honey, sweetie to me shit, right? And then she gives me back the card, the piece of paper where she signed and put the tip and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it. And then she's like, "Have a good night, honey." And I just walked away. I didn't see shit. I just turned and left.
Fuck this bitch.
Literally, I wish I could curse at people.
So, let me ask you a question. What if...
I almost went back and threw a handful of change at her door.
Do they tip if they order like $300 worth of pizza?
Yeah, sometimes you get a fat tip. But last night, one of the guys I work with, he went on a delivery for like a $200 order, and they tipped him fucking $8. I was like, "Ha ha!"
How does he feel about that
one? He was not happy. He was like, "I mean, it was $8, but it was a 10-minute drive." And I was like, "Yeah."
I wanted 20 if I'm doing 20.
He could have made 10 in that amount of time doing 2 deliveries where he got $5 each or even $4 each, because we get $1.75 for every 2 deliveries we do too.
Oh wow, really?
So numbers matter too. So you want to do a bunch of deliveries as quick as possible. So there's a little bit of finessing that happens behind the scenes too. People be trying to like swap orders around, or like if there's 3 deliveries up and they come back, they'll look for the closest one with the best tip, take that, move everything over, and then leave.
That's a finesse.
They're fucking dickheads, bro. You gotta, like, I had to press one kid too. These dudes.
Why are you pressing?
Because they're all younger than me, and I'm not trying to have them rob me. So I just threaten them.
My favorite.
It worked. Oop. God damn, Barrett.
Sorry.
You make enough noise?
Go.
This is an audio.
Pressing and.
Audio media entertainment platform. And you're over here banging shit against the wall.
Well, you know how I live my life, one bang at a time.
Keep it in your pants. That was disgusting.
Excuse me.
What was I saying?
You're pressing somebody for moving
Oh, yeah, he was trying to send me out on deliveries because he was pretending like he was gonna go home early. And he was like, hey, you want to take this one? Because I'm trying to go home. And I was like looking at it, and there was another one coming up that had like a $12 tip on it or some shit. And I just like I he was standing on the other side of the oven. I just walked up to the oven, around the oven, and got real close to him. And I was like, you're gonna take that next one coming up, aren't you? And he was like, yeah. I was like, well, you can take this one because you're next up anyways. And he's like, but I was like, no. And he was like, oh, I just was trying to go home early and it was closer. I was like, I don't care. I stopped doing favors for him shit because I'm a nice guy. So like I'd be doing shit like people are like, oh, I don't want to take this one. I want to go home. All right, I'll take it. Shit like that. And I don't get tipped and I come back. Fuck you.
Not anymore.
That's it.
You knew the
kid. There was this other kid, Ryan. Like he would actually go home though. Like he would not take. But every time I would do something for him, I'd get stiff, or like some bullshit would happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not doing you any more favors. I just came back into the kitchen one night and I was like, I'm not doing you any more favors. And he was like, what? What do you mean? And I was like, every time I do something nice for you, I get fucked somehow. And he's like, well, that's not. I'm not doing it on purpose. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing you any more favors, bro. Don't ask me.
Damn, cold blooded.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm trying to make money. I'm trying to be in and out. I go in for 4 to 5 hours. I try to make at least $50, okay. And then I bounce. Like that's my go-to.
4 to 5.
You know if I make 30 in tips, that's okay. Mm-hmm. 40 is better. 50 is optimal. Anything higher than that's great.
Okay. I'm
trying to make 200 in tips a week at least.
I got you.
I don't always, but I'm trying to. And then I get paid hourly too on top of it. So, and then that shit pays for daycare. And you know, she's like that.
Gotcha.
Beer money, if you will.
Daycare is beer money. You hear it here, folks.
Daycare and beer money.
Oh, he's an alcoholic. Never mind, folks.
Never mind. I'm not an alcoholic.
Just ignore an alcoholic.
Fuck you, faggot.
Wow. Wow.
That's what we're problematic, doing. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
James. You, of all people.
I didn't mean it in a derogatory way.
I
just meant it.
You know,
Barrett's a piece of shit.
Folks, people always say that I'm the guy.
You are the problematic one.
See,
you're an HR nightmare.
Yet again, I said and did nothing, and I was cool.
It's running around here, threatening people, sexually harassing people. Wrecking cars.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. It's all behind you. It's in your past. Now, that, I want to take that back. The sexual harassment thing is an inside joke from when we worked at Universal, and he got accused of some bullshit. It wasn't even true.
Thank you.
Yeah. It wasn't even true. And everybody knew it wasn't true.
And they still.
And that's why you didn't get in any trouble. They just were like, they just labeled you. It was bullshit.
It pissed me off.
It's because they didn't like you.
Yeah, nobody likes me.
You talk too much shit.
I do. I admit that.
I talk a lot of shit too, though. They were getting annoyed with me.
So, listen to this. Yesterday at work. So, remember how I told you I got sent home because I didn't move a truck quick enough?
Yes.
So, ever since then, I've been like, all right, I'm going back to being the other bear. No more joking around. No more talking to these guys. Go on in, collect a check. Get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. That's it. So, has it improved me some? Yes, because now I've gotten more customers. Haven't sold any cars, but I've gotten more customers. But there we have a work group chat.
Yes.
So somebody put like a monkey with his stomach out. They was like, tell Barrett to put his shirt back on.
Ooh.
Right, and it was
a
fat white guy. No, I got it.
And you screenshot that.
Shit's happening.
Yeah, apparently.
DEFCON 5.
Right.
But so I'm like, called Black Guy Gorilla. Fucking funny. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't mad because I knew who it came from and I know the guy, but like I wasn't pissed. I was just like, leave me alone. Let me focus because I just sold a car.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me focus on the task at hand. So he's flipping out thinking I'm going to go to HR. So like they do a joke where they're like, all right, we're going to act like both of them are getting in trouble. So, I go to H. I get called to the front desk by the manager on duty, and he's like, he closes the door with me and the guy in the room. He's like, so, what's up with this text message? Because that's an HR problem. And I literally went, there is no, I have a problem. I was like, I've said and done nothing. I was like, I've literally just been trying to sell this guy this car. I was like, and the guy was like, oh, it's just a joke, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, they realized that it was all just a prank and a joke and everything. And the dude was like, damn, I'm shitting myself. And, like, they were like, oh, Barrett, you know, why'd you get like that? I was like, because I swear to God, if I would have gotten in trouble or sent home for something I didn't fucking do, I would have quit today. I
was like, I'm suing all y'all.
I was like, I would have been like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, that would have been some bullshit. Because you would have been like, that. Talk about like getting,
like, ooh. Bro, like, I literally was like, shut up, don't say, don't do anything, don't joke around.
Tight as fuck about that. Yeah. Yeah, but that's not okay, man. That's not cool.
I was just like, leave me alone, bro. I just want to sell a car.
Yeah, that's the motivation. Money is the motivation.
That's it. That's all I care about now.
That's kind of how, like, there's like a bunch of people quitting and shit in my job, and I just be like, keep my head down.
Yep.
I just come in, I do shit, I find shit to keep myself busy, and then I do my deliveries, and I go home.
I just want to make money and go home.
I'm not kikiing about shit. People say shit to me, but I don't fucking lend my opinion.
I don't care.
This one kid kept trying to come up to me and gossip, and I literally just kept going, shh, until he would stop talking. He'd be like, you know, I was it, and I'd be just like, shh. He'd be like, but you know, shh. I'd be like, I don't want to talk.
Bro, I'm just, because I don't talk to any of those guys like that. They're all just like, he's always mad. I'm like, I don't care.
Yep. I'm not interested in what y'all get into outside of work. None of that shit. I'm trying to make money and go home.
Exactly. I'm trying to stack paper till the paper gets stacked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you, dog.
No.
Broski. No. You know what? You first.
Did you see what Manari's little sister put on Facebook about the N-word?
Yeah, you didn't see my comment?
No.
I didn't even respond to the people that responded to me because I was like, you're an idiot.
No.
I said, it's not our job to police other people's language. I don't disagree.
Oh my God, yes. And then the guy was like, who are you to tell her how to voice her opinion? And you're like, that's not.
I just didn't say anything because that's not what I said. He was like, that's not policing people's language, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's literally telling people what they can and can't say. That's policing people's language. And it's not our job to do that as white folks. She basically, so in a nutshell, this girl that we're both friends with, I love her to death. She's a sweet girl. You know what I'm saying? She's just young and a little naive.
Yes.
And she made a post where she was like, if you're not black, you can't say the N-word. And I didn't even want to get into the whole, like, Puerto Ricans and Africans having descendants of the same and that, like, that whole thing in the first place, because I was like, listen, if you identify as Anglo, it's not your job to decide who can or can't say it. You just don't say it.
Yep.
And then you just go, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you just leave go about it. Just don't. Leave it's not your alone. Job. It's not your. Leave that's not alone. Your business. You just mind your own business. If you see somebody else saying it, you can tell them like, hey, yo, chill. But it's not our job to. It's virtue signaling. You know what I'm saying? It's like putting out a flag that's going, look. I think this. You should like me, and I'm like that. You don't need to do it. You just need to, just
do
be,
it.
Be it. Don't say it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. And that's all I was saying is, like, it's not her job to tell people what they can't say. You should just know.
Who are you
to
tell them she's policing James? Who are you?
What was your, how'd you feel
about it? I wrote LOL because it was one white guy that wrote, nobody should say it. And that triggered me. And I just wrote LOL because I don't touch those subjects because I'm black. I'm like.
Same reason I don't, because I'm white. Nope, not going there.
And I don't speak for and I don't speak for all black people. I speak for Barrett Lewis Jr. And how I've always gone about it is, I think nobody should say it but black people. That's just my opinion on it. But yes, it's wrong. I don't believe we should say that all there's been a couple of things on how they've tried to expand on it with there's a song.
The Little Dicky Chris Brown song?
No.
What? What? If you want to get technical, Little Dicky said the N-word.
Yes. No. No, it was like changing the word to like... It was a Kendrick Lamar song, and he was like... I forget it.
Good analogy.
But like, no, it was just to prove a point of... Oh, okay. So how it goes is he says, oh, we say it wrong, it's N-E-E-G-A, which means kings in African or some shit like that.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, they've tried to change it up, but it means what it means, but like, I take it more as of...
How would one say that?
No. I mean...
No, but I want you to pronounce that version out loud for me, if you don't mind.
Miga?
So thank you.
Miga.
Thank you. I needed that.
Fuck you. But that being said, it's up, been no, we're not doing that. No. But that being said, it's been fuck, now I lost my train of thought.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
How do you feel about someone having an N-word proxy?
Somebody that says it for them?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I have an example of it, but I just want to know your opinion. So, like, let's say, for example, like, what I just tried to do, where I was like, what up, my... And I tried to get you to say the N-E-E version.
Yes.
You would have been my N-word proxy in this situation. How do you feel about that?
Why? What's the point of having one?
Because it's fun.
See?
But I don't want to say it like that. You know
what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't need to use it. So... How do you feel about it? I think it's funny.
How do I feel about it? Depends on when it's being used.
Okay, so...
If it's in like a like I've seen it used in comedy type things, so I'm like, that's funny.
Perfect example. Tom Segura, the comedian. Are you familiar?
No.
He's a comedian. He has a podcast.
Okay.
It's called Your Mom's House. He's got a guy that works for him who's a black dude named Annie. Right? Annie. Mm-hmm. And he has a recording of him saying it, right? And then like when he's reading a transcript for an example that uses word, he would go, and then the person said, "What up, my?" And then press the button, and it would be Annie saying it. Isn't that funny though?
Yes,
genius.
No, that I said if it's
because it's genius. In the situation where you're reading it or reciting something, you have a perfect. Like, you don't have to say it, but you can still hit the perfect.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so fucking funny.
I give you that.
They also use an alternative that I like. So, like again, if he needs to say it, he says big words. So, what up, my big words?
Why?
Because then you don't have to say it. It's a filler.
I know.
I thought it was good.
I like it.
I usually have used ninja.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah. What up, my ninja?
That's a safe one.
It's a super safe. Well, not after a few drinks. You know what I'm saying?
How do you still do ninja from making... No.
I'm just saying, think about like the people we know that would use that word profusely while they were drinking. How easy it would come out, right?
Okay.
And then so like if they're using a proxy word, like ninja or something like that, it's so easy to slip.
Thank God I'm black. I don't worry about the same shit.
Amen.
Just everything else I gotta worry about.
I don't really, you know what's funny is like I don't really think about it. I don't think it doesn't cross my mind.
What, thank God being black? I'm glad that never crossed your mind.
No. Like using the N-word. Matter of fact, there was a kid that worked in the kitchen.
He killed him.
Bro, I used to get tight. And there was two black dudes working in the kitchen at the time, and neither one of them said shit to him. Yeah. So what am I like, where it's not my place?
Right.
So I just didn't say shit. I said something to him twice. When he just said it to me, like it was just me and him, and he was like, you know, these these big words think I'm playing. And I was like, bro, you can't say that. And he was like, I'm not racist. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. And then like he did it again. And I was like, bro, you gotta stop. And he was like, well, I grew up around people saying it. And I was like, so did I. It doesn't mean I use it in my fucking everyday vernacular.
You use big words to make you feel inferior, James.
No, I just don't say it. I'm saying I don't. That's the worst time. That's the worst time to say it. Like, if I'm reciting something to you, usually I'll say something beforehand and I'll be like, "Hey, excuse me," but I'm using a direct quote here, yes. And then I'll say it to you. But I don't say the idea of being in a room full of white people and being like, "What up, my big words?" And like, why?
Nah, I feel.
I don't get it.
I feel like that every day I walk into work.
Did you call them crackers and shit?
No, I don't say. I don't say what up my niggas at work.
Yeah, because
I feel
because like there's none there.
Well, that's Juan Chico.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my nigga. Chico, my nigga. Like Chico and I be standing outside sometimes just talking shit. Like, yeah, but nigga.
Bro, I can't tell you how often I end up yelling at the kids I work for about their taste of music.
Why?
Because they listen to bullshit, bro.
Little Juice WRLD is amazing.
And then one of them called me old the other night, but it was a pretty good burn, so I'm not even really mad about it.
But you are old.
He was playing that song from Beetlejuice, the hey-o, hey-o, daylight come at me, when we just got copyright claimed off of that. But he was playing that in the kitchen, and I was like, I cannot believe that you're listening to this unironically. And he was like, shut up, you're just mad because this song came out after you were born. And I was like, did you just call me old? And then we have a slow, this is the worst part. There's a slow guy that works for us. Like, he's actually slow. Sweet guy, super funny.
Ian.
Yeah, but he's actually a little, like, he's got some learning disabilities and stuff. And he's filling the fridge with soda. And I went, did you just call me old? And he just sticks his head out around the fridge and he goes, huh. I think he just did.
Oh.
And I was like...
He caught on it.
He was like, yeah, he did. I was like, fuck. And I just left.
I would have been angry.
I went on my delivery. I was like, fuck y'all. Fucking kids.
Bro.
I'm literally the oldest one in the kitchen now.
Dude, so... All the kids like around me are like 22, 24. And the adults are like 36 and up. 28.
You're neither a kid nor an adult.
I'm just sitting there like, I don't
vibe with none of these people.
Like, I'm mad as fuck because I'm like, I talked to Jay because like he is like around, he's like 36, 37. So I'm like, cool, you know, he's still young.
He remembers being 28.
And like, he talks a lot. Like, well, Jay moves like a crook, though. He's from, so like, I like him.
Is he from Harlem?
From Brooklyn. So... Him and I talk a lot, and like, but he's all about working out and shit. I'm like, that's where you lose me, dog.
I'm lazy. I'm lucky that I have a job that has just enough. I have two jobs that have just enough manual labor and cardio that I just don't die.
I gotta do more.
I've been running up and down a lot of stairs recently. Let me tell you, the first couple months, my knees were on.
Now look at you.
I'm doing better now, though. Yeah, I gotta say, I feel a little, I hop out of my car a little easier and shit. You know what I'm saying? Getting in and out of your car that many times a night is
works.
And then standing, the only time I sit is when I'm driving. Oh. But then I'm in and out of the car, and then I'm standing in the store.
So there's no sitting.
There's no sitting at work. So it's like, and then I can kind of chill at my paint job store as long as all my shit's done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I do all my hit all my check marks for the day, I can just fucking chill and just help customers, and then that's it. But I do have to do, like, this past week I had to put away 2 pallets worth of straight gallons. It was, like, 174 gallons.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, and then I had to go work at the pizza place that night, too.
Jesus Christ.
So, like, I came home and just passed out face down in the bed. I was like... I was wore the fuck out that day. All right, bro. I think that this was a... How much time did we hit?
31 plus 2 minutes, 33. So that's pretty good.
That's a solid episode.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes.
I'm happy with that.
I'm all right with that. Signing off.
Like, subscribe.
Wait. Oh, should we put the... Yeah, okay, bye.